Hello everyone, I'm Amy Coates. I'm an immigration attorney with Basham Spiro, and I'm here with our managing partner, Morali Basham. Basham and Spiro is a full-service immigration law firm located in Raleigh, North Carolina. We represent clients in all 50 states and around the world. Today we're going to talk about I-601 waivers. How do we put together an I-601 waiver application? The core of an I-601 waiver is an affidavit from the U.S. citizen or permanent resident relative. I mean, this affidavit is really their story. I tell the story of how the U.S. citizen or permanent resident relative met their spouse. And then I try to very clearly help them explain the hardships that they're going to face if their spouse is not allowed to return to the United States or stay in the United States.
You know, it doesn't hurt in certain cases to actually tell the story of the foreign national as well.
Right, especially if they've come here and really made something of themselves and really tried to have a good life and they have a very strong moral character. It doesn't hurt. And finally, I think it's very important to put lots of family photos all throughout the application. You have to constantly remind them that you're real people in this case. And in fact, I put a picture of the couple at the very beginning of the application. In my mind, I think to myself, well, every time the examiner is looking at this, they're going to flip by that picture, so they'll never forget.
Actually, Amy, you know, when you talk about these affidavits, how in-depth do you usually get, you know, when trying to extract this information from a client? Are you talking about a half-a-page affidavit, a 10-page affidavit? I mean, what do you think?
10 to 15 pages, probably.
For each person?
Yes, well, it's different. The U.S. citizen, the permanent resident, the qualifying relative, their affidavit is the most important. And it really just depends on the kind of client I'm working with. Some people are really good at writing, and they'll sit down at their computer, and they will be able to very articulately put everything down into the written word. But there are other people who aren't great at that, and it's easier for them to tell their story. And I've actually taped meetings with clients and gone back to transcribe it. It's really important that I get their voice. It's not me writing this affidavit. It's me working with them to make sure that we hit all the growth and hardship. But it's their voice. It's their story.
So if you're a client going through the I-601 waiver process, it's important for them to actually tell the attorney everything that's on their mind about their story, about their life, about their family, about their medical conditions, everything.
Even if they think it's trivial. As far as the specific types of evidence, I mean, you need something to back up every ground of hardship that you're trying to assert. So if it's a medical condition, obviously you're going to order medical records, a list of medications, and letters from your doctor. If I want a letter from the doctor, I just don't tell the client, go get me a letter from your doctor. I tell them exactly what I want to go in that letter. If I want a report from a therapist or a psychologist, to explain the extreme emotional hardship that the U.S. citizen or permanent resident is going to suffer, then, you know, one or two visits to a therapist is not going to get it. I mean, you have to really have a pattern of going to see someone so that they can get to know you in depth and have the ability to write an evaluation. Letters or affidavits from friends or family members, I think these are only good if they can attest to a certain kind of hardship. Co-workers and professional colleagues, I mean, especially if you're trying to use a professional or career hardship, documents to prove whatever the financial hardship is, mortgage statements, school loan statements, credit card bills. If you're going to use country conditions, you've got to use reputable sources. I mean, I always try to use the government sources themselves. The U.S. Department of State puts out country condition reports, background notes. If I don't find what I'm looking for there, then I'll go like maybe to CNN or New York Times, something like that. You want to clearly lay out in the U.S. citizen or permanent residence affidavit, you want to very clearly lay out what are the grounds of hardships. You don't want the officer to be trying to figure it out. It needs to be super clear, and all the evidence that you put in has to be directly related to whatever these grounds of hardship are.
And, you know, you mentioned earlier, filing it at the U.S. consulate versus filing it in the United States, if you're eligible to file it in the United States. Generally speaking, how long does it take to get one of these I-601 waivers processed?
Well, if you're filing it outside of the United States, it really depends. Every USCIS office across the world is different with their processing time. Like, for example, if you are filing a waiver in Honduras, you're probably looking at about 9 months. However, in Mexico, they have a special program now where after you go to your visa interview and you've been declared inadmissible, they'll set up an appointment for you so that you can present the waiver in person a couple of weeks later. And in many instances, it gets approved on the spot. So it really depends. Here in the United States, it also depends on the backlog at the immigration office that you're working with. Where we're from in Raleigh, North Carolina, we're extremely lucky because we have a fairly new immigration office. And they're getting through these in a couple of months. But I don't think that's the norm.
I think in the example that you used before for Paul and Belkis,
mm-hmm.
that case, do you remember how long did that take for that waiver to go through? Was it 6 months?
No, it took close to a year.
Close to a year?
Mm-hmm. So I would say that if you're outside of the United States, it's going to take anywhere from 6 months to a year to get it approved, unless you're in Mexico.
So you should be prepared to actually spend time in your home country waiting for the 601 waiver to go through.
Right, absolutely. And we're giving you a link here on the slide you see now. This is Paul Belkis, and they're talking here about their case.
Yeah, they're a fantastic couple, actually. You know, they took a big risk going through the I-601 waiver process, as Amy had mentioned before, and it was successful. And so they were kind enough to come and tell their story, and we provided a link here. If you click on it, you can go and hear what they said about the I-601 process and how they felt about it and why they were happy that it was successful and they were able to keep their family together. We want to thank everybody for attending this webinar. We hope you found it helpful. If you have any other questions related to this topic or any other immigration topic, please feel free to email amy@fashionsparrow.com. or myself, Morali@fashionsparrow.com, and we thank you for attending this webinar.
Thank you for joining us.